You are about to hear the Travel World Radio Show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite, with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in the studio. We got special guest Vic Phillips
with
us.
Welcome to Travel World once again, Victor.
Thank you. Always glad to be here. And of course, I made my way here by via rail from Toronto, Canada, all the way to Montreal. The best way I know to travel.
You really enjoy your train trip.
Well, I like to knock back a drink or two, as you well know. And of course, as soon as you get on that train in Toronto, ladies right there before the train takes off. It's not like an airplane where you're waiting and buckle up and getting directions on how to fly and which door to jump out of and stuff like that. No security arrangements. It's totally trouble-free. And you get on, and a lady comes along with a cart, and then you can have your choice of any type of fine liqueur, liquor, beer. Then the train starts off, and then moments later they ask you if you'd like something to read, magazines, newspapers, and then a menu lands on your lap, and you can have your choice of any item from one to two or three items, all gourmet foods, from steaks and veal to chicken to Italian food, sometimes Chinese food. It's excellent. And then, of course, after the meal, desserts. You always get fine wines, your choice of white or red. Excellent wines with your meal. And this is at lunchtime. And you get the same thing at dinner, too.
Not like those little sandwiches and shoved onto a plate with wrapped all in cellophane. This is hot food that you get in a multi-course setting, choice of entrees. You had the pork tenderloin, I believe.
I had the pork tenderloin. It was excellent. And, of course, you're as I said, getting back to the alcohol, you're drinking your way across Canada. It's a great way to travel. And nobody acts up. I mean, the people who travel on Via Rail are people who really appreciate rail travel. And huge picture windows. You see the scenery flying by. And, of course, the different seasons of winter. I've done it in the winter. Beautiful summer now with all the birds. And you're passing by golf courses, golf course after golf course in Ontario and Quebec on your way to Montreal. And, of course, Via Rail goes right across Canada, as you well know.
You can do it from coast to coast. There's a rail service of varying degrees. And, of course, when you get off the train, you're right downtown. You got off in suburban Montreal in Dorval. And right across the street, you're staying at the Best Western Montreal Airport, which has just undergone a multi-million-dollar renovation and addition, and they made sure that you got a very nice room.
Yeah, when you told me in Toronto that I was staying at a Best Western, I've never been at one that I can recall, so I thought, oh, this is something rinky-dink. Because usually I stay at a place that starts off Shea something or other. Very, very fancy place.
Well, these are the usual accommodations that Stephen provides for you, right?
Yes.
This time he actually took care of you.
Yes, and this one.
And no Au Chanterelle des Fleurs either.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And it's a beautiful. I have an executive suite. I had a king-size bed, which was a waste, me rolling around in there by myself. But I slept like a baby.
And did you... No baby oil this time?
No baby oil. And television in every room. I have a living room, a bedroom, a large bathroom, phones everywhere. I mean, you can go jogging in there if you're into exercise. It's beautiful. The Best Western Hotel in Dorval, just outside of Montreal. What is it, about 5 miles, 6 miles?
Around maybe 5 to 10 miles west of the city, walking distance to commuter rail and bus service to downtown. They also have park and fly rates where you can leave your car prior to a flight at Dorval Airport and park it there, take their complimentary shuttle bus. Runs every 50 minutes from the Via Rail station and the airport.
So, and we went shopping last night, just a short hop, a five-minute walk. We didn't need a car.
Right across the street, the Dorval Gardens Shopping
Center. Nice shopping
center.
Mall, isn't it?
Yes, a number of stores in there, nice restaurants, and it's very centrally located, the Best Western Montreal Airport, Dorval. They have an indoor swimming pool. They have a health club where you can also avail yourself of their massage therapy service on site. And coming in the month of September 2004, they'll be including complimentary continental breakfast. They already have, for you, Willem, the free wireless high-speed internet access.
That's becoming a more and more important thing these days because people travel with their laptops. They have to be productive on the road. And the wireless high-speed internet, they call them hotspots these days. You can travel with these new computers, and if you have a hotspot, you can actually link up to the internet without even plugging your computer in anywhere, and that's important.
Very reasonable rates, between $100 and $150 Canadian dollars, depending on the type of accommodations and the time of the year. And your room, you're talking the deluxe executive suites, separate living room, separate bedroom, so ideal for business meetings. You can seat up to around 8 people in the sitting area of that room, because ideal for business travelers holding a meeting. You don't have to be right on top of the bed. You have a fridge, you have a coffee maker, a microwave oven, a wet bar sink. Hey, you could order in something and keep it in your room.
Yeah, and when I saw that king-size bed, I felt kind of lonely. So I wandered down to the bar last night about 11 o'clock, and it was packed. It was hopping, and people were watching the Olympics on their huge screen in the bar at the Best Western Hotel. And then I came back still lonely.
Oh, still well, that's par for the course, isn't it?
Well, actually, you got some pretty good entertainment in there listening to some people talk. But the interesting thing is Best Western is a great brand because of all the different facilities they have. Virtually everywhere you go, if it's a Best Western, you're assured of a very pleasant stay.
Yeah, quality accommodations at a value rate. The Best Western Montreal Airport, www.bwdorval.ca, 1-800-361-2254. And Vic Phillips is in town with us this week to attend our third annual Travel World Concert Barbecue Get-Together End of Summer Extravaganza.
Well, we do this every year. Now it's our third year running, third annual. And it's a great big barbecue in my backyard. It's a barbecue, after all, but it's started off as a self-indulgent exercise because I wanted to hear my favorite band play in the backyard. And Bob was the drummer of this band called This Is True.
And, of course, I'll be knocking back some of that great Canadian beer that we'll have out there in the barbecue, which Willem's promised me, which I like much better than the U.S. swill. It's too light.
Well, there's an awful lot of people who don't mind on a nice hot day just sitting down having a light beer and enjoying a hot dog or two. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And Travel World is, after all about enjoying life. And what could be better than that?
Spending time with friends. It's always fun to see who drops by and engaging them in conversation, having a few jokes, and just having fun.
All the guests are totally welcome at this particular party, and we just do it to celebrate Travel World. In fact, our good friends down in New York City in Master Control, you guys are welcome next year, so come on up.
Or they could charter an aircraft and be here before the end of the show.
That's true, because it's running from noon to 6 today, and all of them are totally welcome. We invite people who, not only from our business life and our personal life, but also from Travel World, so it's just a way
sponsors,
of saying...
Sponsors, correspondents, yeah, people we've come into contact with through the past year.
And Montreal, of course, is like a taste of Europe in North America. So if you've never been to Montreal, it is like going into a bit of Paris or Marseille, France.
Something like that. It's a way of saying thanks to the people that have been good to us over the year as well. Hey, after all, you know, the world is all about taking good care of your friends and people. If you can't enjoy that, then, well, you know, what's life about in the first place? Travel World itself is all about meeting people wherever we go, so we want to invite the people to enjoy a little bit of hospitality here as well.
It's the people that you meet which create the memories.
What a friendly city, too. Everybody's walking around this morning as we were leaving the Best Western Hotel, and they're saying, comment ça va? And they're all saying, bonjour, bonjour.
Oh, yeah. And you know, especially that particular area, Dorval, it's going to get better and better because it's like a transportation hub, that area.
They're spending a lot of money over the next coming years to make that the downtown linkage with a... commuter rail line that's going to go directly to the airport. That's still in the works. And that'll be maybe every 20, 30 minutes along the Canadian Pacific trackage. So that is in the works, as well as a redesign of the Dorval traffic circle. So if speed up the flow of traffic to the Best Western Dorval and onwards to the airport.
Long and the short of it, you're going to have a good time here in Montreal. And VRail Canada, of course, we can't mention enough how great a railway they are. We enjoy it ourselves anytime we get there. Hey, Montreal, Toronto, what better way to go? Vic has a choice of coming here any way he wants. He chooses the train.
Oh, yeah. You don't worry about gas prices. You don't worry about being searched and all this, everything that we're going through since 9/11.
We're
going
to take a break right now on the Travel World Radio Show right across America via satellite on Starguide 3. Stay listening.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show once again across America via satellite. And we got special guests in studio, Vic Phillips with us. I'm Willem Back. It's Stephen Pickford in studio as well. Vic is visiting us from Toronto, and he came over on the Via Rail train. We also got a special guest online, Steve.
Yes, and Mary Gallagher is with us once again. She's in Cleveland, Ohio this morning, discussing the revitalization of many of the neighborhoods of that great city. Welcome to Travel World, Mary.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be back, and I brought with me once again our historical expert, Arnold Burke.
What have you discovered about Cleveland this time around?
Well, the first thing I discovered that there's a lot of famous people from Cleveland, starting with Bob Hope down to Chef Boyardee. We thought that was pretty amusing. But the revitalization of Cleveland is really something to see. Everywhere you drive, whether you're in the downtown area, into the warehouse area, it's just booming. They are looking at arts and everything that you can imagine. Restaurants everywhere, galleries, it is terrific.
Oh, years ago, people had that image of Cleveland as a rusty old industrial city. The time had passed by, and they have made a concerted effort to preserve those buildings and make them into something special.
Yes, and one of the biggest success stories is using those old buildings downtown as a neighborhood for housing. There's apparently about 8,000 people living downtown now, which is a huge increase.
And having those accommodations means that there's now that force of people to make boutiques and restaurants a viable operation.
Yes, they both feed on each other and to create another neighborhood, which is called downtown.
We saw signs everywhere in these wonderful old warehouse buildings, and apparently there's 10,000 condo units and apartments coming up in this next year, and that will bring even more people, you know, downtown. We also ate at the Cleveland Chop House. We ate at a restaurant called Viva. We ate at the Water Street Grill, and they're just, every single one of them, Blue Point, are wonderful restaurants. And then people, they know each other. Somebody left a package on the table next to ours at the Chop House, and the waitress said, oh, well, they just live, you know, upstairs down the street. So they know each other.
It becomes a small town community atmosphere.
Right, right. It's fantastic. And, of course, I could spend my whole life going in these art galleries. That's just fantastic, too. And they're also expanding on the entertainment in the downtown area. One of the places that we visited was called the Pickwick and Frolic, and they have various comedy stages, every kind of show you can imagine. And now under construction is the House of Blues out of New Orleans, and that's going to have, I believe, their capacity to be about 1,400.
The downtown area was also a very vibrant theater district in the 20s and 30s, and now, again, those restoration efforts are bringing a number of those theaters back to life.
Yeah, and the most famous, which has been going on for nearly 30 years, is called Playhouse Square, which has six restored movie palaces from the 20s. And is expanding. It actually includes a live theater and theaters for opera, visiting Broadway, and they claim to be the largest grouping of theaters outside of New York City.
They were smart enough, too, to on the back of the theater district, which is one right after another, they were smart enough to build a large ramp, a parking ramp, so that works out quite well.
So the access and the availability, people can come in from miles around and they don't have to fight for parking. I also know it's right walking distance on the main downtown transit terminal, so it's very easily accessible for everyone.
That's very, very true. And another neighborhood that we went out to was the Tremont neighborhood, and that's totally these little pockets of cute areas where they're revitalizing the houses. They're adding in, again, more restaurants. We had dinner at a restaurant called Theory. And then we visited a couple of the shops, a coffee shop called Lucky's that was just incredible, and Apostrophe, an art gallery, and there were more blocks and blocks of them.
Another area right near there that's been booming for years is called Ohio City, and it's right over the Cuyahoga River from downtown, and that's, again, more condos, more reused buildings, brew pubs, and a lot of people, again, living. And both of these two neighborhoods are right on top of downtown, practically.
You can take a tour, a trolley tour, that connects a lot of these points and get a good overview of them.
We did that Lolly the Trolley, and it was great. It was about 2 hours, and they drove fairly speedily. The traffic here is pretty reasonable compared to what Arnold and I are used to in Washington. And they drove around, and the driver guide nonstop talking about the area and describing the history and the progression that's being made, how they've cleaned up the waterfront. And, of course, we can't ignore the Rock and Roll Museum.
Tell me about the Rock and Roll Museum. I heard about this in Cleveland.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, anything. We saw boots from Elvis Presley, a little tiny Cub Scout jacket from Jim Morrison. I mean, it seems kind of funny to even think of him as being a little Cub Scout at one time.
Well, a lot of the histories of, you know, the youth of the artists that we've come to know and love as well. But did you see any, like, real memorabilia of the songs and stuff? I remember going down to the Gibson Museum in Memphis, and I saw the guitar that Elvis composed Suspicious Minds on.
I don't remember exactly what they, other than his boots, which we actually saw in a storage area, but they have an entire collection of clothing and other items. This is kind of a display going on till September of the Supremes. And all their costumes, which were, you know, the Supremes and Diana Ross, and, oh, just fantastic.
Well, I can jump in on this one, Willem, because I just attended last month the International Brotherhood of Magicians convention in Cleveland. And the city can really host a convention. That's a great, great city for conventions. And yeah, I went to that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, and you ask about guitars.
Yeah.
There's a whole display of Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And they're the ones who started that whole...
Les Paul, one of the best-known names in rock and roll guitars.
Yeah,
of course,
and Chuck Berry and Little Richard. And it goes up to modern times with Bruce Springsteen and... like they said, a whole Elvis Presley collection, and the Beatles.
Oh
yeah,
my.
Beatles is huge.
There's so much to see and do in Cleveland. And, of course, you know, my history going back is I was a crime reporter, and we always, years ago, I'm going back a few years, but we always called Cleveland was a mistake by the lake.
Right, yeah.
And it had that reputation. And there was a lot of police corruption in that city. A lot of bad things going on many years ago.
So they really cleaned it up.
Oh, now my most recent visit there, I didn't recognize it as the Cleveland.
Sure.
I knew from years ago.
You probably went to school with Arnold. He's originally from Cleveland, and he didn't recognize it either.
Well, you blew my cover.
All I remember of Cleveland is, you know, especially the reputation of the past is something I heard on an old Carol Burnett show where they had this little sketch with Tim Conway going that...
Who's from Cleveland?
Well, they were going to rent a U-Haul in St. Cleveland. So, yeah.
And it's still a work in progress because, for example, there's a new Jewish Heritage Center under construction.
We went out to see that. That's being done by Milton Maltz, who also did the new Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. That's been such a success. It's at this point, a pretty muddy construction site, but they're putting the stone that they had brought in from Jerusalem, hand chipped or whatever you call it, and it's going to be fantastic. It's Jewish culture and heritage from day one.
Sounds very interesting, and you wouldn't, again, one of those things that you would not necessarily associate with Cleveland.
No, I was quite amazed, but it's almost like an entire campus there. They have several synagogues and a school and a camp, and now this heritage museum that's going up.
Mary, we're lucky to have you running around for us as the roving reporter, checking out all the urban revitalization projects going around in the United States. And it's something that's really heartwarming to see because, you know, way back in the late 80s and stuff, you had that urban decay and people were kind of feeling bad about it. But you've seen a great turnaround in the last 20 years.
It's just amazing. I mean, city after city, you know, inner city after inner city, we see it in New Orleans, we've seen it in Miami. You know, Washington, D.C., Cleveland, Chicago, everywhere. People are coming back to the cities.
Mary Gallagher, we have to get going to half past the hour, but really enjoy.
Let me give you two websites, www.coolcleveland.com and then travelcleveland.com.
That's it.
We're out of here for the half past break on Travel World Across America via satellite.
You're listening to Travel World.
Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
Di Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let Di Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at Di Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at Di Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. Di Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Willem back is Stephen Pickard in studio. Special guest Vic Phillips with us. And Steve, we got another special guest on the line with
that
us.
That time of year again, Michael Godin from Vancouver, treasureislandoldies.com. Time to reminisce and also talk about his recent travels to Maui. Welcome once again to Travel World, Michael.
Good morning. Thank you. How are you doing?
We're having a great time here. Looking forward to the barbecue and the concert this afternoon here in Montreal.
Well, I wish I was there.
Well, I wish you were here, too. And we have this concert every year. It's the last weekend of August, just before the Labor Day weekend, and we do that every year as a way of thanking the people that have been good to us over the year.
And, well, that's great. And do you actually perform for them?
Well, I sing. I'm a singer, but and our master control operator, Bob Cassini, here, he's a rock and roll drummer and an accomplished guitarist as well. But we actually hire a band to play in the backyard. It's a local band. They play cover songs, and you know, they mostly my taste, which is sort of mid-70s rock and roll kind of thing, the 60s, and just whatever. Good, if it's a good song, we play it.
Well, that sounds good to me, too.
And we wish you were here. I mean, last year we were lucky enough to have Maywee Marc Denis with us from the former CKGM in Montreal. And, it's a shame that he couldn't make it because, boy, we really had a good time. Remember last year's show? We ran out of time. We were getting so carried away.
I know.
It's memories and happy times. Thinking about what happened years ago can put a smile on your face.
Oh, no kidding.
And you know what? We have a brand new studio. We did a whole renovation from last year. And you know what? If you have, I don't know if you got one, but if you have a Comrex codec, like a Hotline or a Blue Box, you can actually link into our studio that way. Rather than by phone, we can actually be like studio quality all the way down.
Wow. Well, I have a really high-end telephone.
Yeah, so do we. That's why we got you here on our little hybrid unit. We actually got two of them, so we can. Sometimes Steven is remote, and we take him by phone, and it's a really class setup because now we can have. In fact, next week is going to be one of our triple remotes because I'll be down at the Champlain Valley Fair, and Steven will be away, and we've only got Bob here at Master Control. Plus, we're going to take another caller, so it's going to be three people remote.
People in actually four different locales, all connected through the magic of technology.
Yeah.
Well, together again.
Well, yeah.
For the first time.
Well, we can't always be in the same place at the same time, but we sure can remember the good times of the past.
And absolutely.
And you always have a good time in Maui. You were talking about your experiences last week on your show on Treasure Island Oldies on Sunday nights. And you had such a pleasant time. Those are part of your memories now.
Absolutely. And you know, Maui is a very magical place in that it's got all the warmth and the beautiful tropics and the wonderful sand and the fauna and the flora is just unbelievable. There's an aroma as soon as you get off the plane of just the sweetness in the air. And as you're driving around, you're passing by one of the big sugar plantation processing plants. And you can actually smell the sweetness in the air as they're doing the processing of the sugar cane. And the one thing that's very nice, too, about Maui is that there are places to go. There's certainly nightlife, but it's not like being downtown Montreal or downtown Vancouver or New York City or whatever. It's really a lot quieter, so it's a really nice place to get away from the hustle and the bustle. And for me, 2 weeks there was just brilliant.
Did you stay at a hotel or a condo unit?
I stayed in a condo unit that was incredibly well laid out, probably about 750, 800 square foot, one bedroom apartment, couple of bathrooms, fully equipped kitchen, and a stereo system, television. It was like being at home, except West Vancouver, I suppose, as opposed to Maui. It was just great.
Ideal for the family. If you're going with families, the condo route is the way to go.
Well, it is the way to go because if you're in a hotel, some of the hotels will give you some kind of packages at times, depending on which ones you go. That could include like a full hot buffet breakfast or hot and cold buffet breakfast, and that's great. But then you've got your lunch and dinner, and if you've got two or three kids and the mom and the dad, you're looking at a really expensive overhead for lunch and dinner, for a week or 2 weeks. So I think that the ideal thing is you rent a condo, and you can have your breakfast there, and maybe take a lunch to take to the beach, or if you're going on a little adventure of the volcano or the road to Hana, which I'll tell you about in a moment.
Another volcano on Maui, because we went on the big island to the volcano.
Oh yes, well the one that's on Maui is called Haleakala, and it's not considered expired. It's considered dormant,
okay.
Although it hasn't had any eruption since 1792, I think it is, which was when a good part of the southern and west side of the island, to my understanding, was developed.
Sure.
Not developed, but became a reality because of the eruption. But it's over 10,000 feet high, and you can drive to the top of it, and it takes you several, a couple of hours to get up there because you're doing a lot of switchbacks.
Right.
Yeah. There's no way you could do a vertical drive 10,000 feet up. No vehicle would ever do that.
No, they do a lot of switchbacks. It was a common thing. You used to see that on the old Route 66 as well, to get up a hill, switchbacks up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I did that trip too, and I went up the mountain. I went up the side, and this is many, many years ago, and we stopped for a rest, and we were all like, it was the hippie era, and I have to admit, I had long hair, beard, and everything. And some American came up to me and said, would you like to try some Maui Wowie?
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't sure what he was talking about, but we tried some Maui Wowie, and I found out what it was. And,
but you probably didn't breathe in.
No, and then I didn't have to go any higher.
You were already higher than the mountain.
You were 20,000 feet high at 10.
Feeling good now.
We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto.
But it's nice to hear about the relaxing side of it, too. I remember the aroma when I was in Oahu, and we just landed, and you can really smell it in the air with all the flora and the fresh flowers and everything.
Absolutely. One of the things that I did that I really loved was I took a drive to the southeast part of the island to a little town, village called Hana. But what's famous for it is not so much the destination, but it's the road to Hana. And you can actually buy T-shirts that says, I survived the road to Hana. It's about 52 miles. But during that 52 miles, you are going through, I think it is 58 single lane bridges.
Oh, my goodness.
And over 600 curves, twists, turns, and hairpins through jungle. And that side of the island gets over 300 inches of rain a year, whereas on the west side, Kihei, gets about 5 or 6 inches of rain. So you could be going through sunny skies, and then you turn a curve and you go down a little hill, and then the next thing it's cloudy. You're going through a cloud, and then it's misty, and then it's rain.
And it's rain.
But the rain there is like it's like having a warm shower. It's just stunning. It's just really brilliant. But the thing that's wonderful is that there's so many different things and places to stop on this road to Hana.
Uh-huh.
Several pools with waterfalls that you can actually get into. There's a tremendous hiking trail that it can be. It's probably about an hour to an hour and a half you can do, but you can do it in about a 20-minute circular route as opposed to the entire thing. And there one point along this little walk that I was taking, there was a tree that had fallen that had been cut to continue the pathway through. And for the interest of all of the visitors, they had little plaques beside little, various trees. And this huge, massive tree that if you put your arm spread out, you probably would be about the diameter of this tree. And it turned out that it was a mahogany tree, which I'd never seen before.
Oh, yes, yes.
So it was just, it was like everywhere you look, there's always something to go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Something you wouldn't see anywhere else, or just the, opens your eyes to the magnitude and the beauty.
I had the good fortune this year to go for a week in February, stayed at a hotel then. Excuse me. And then this year, in August, I was able to go for a couple of weeks. And coming back in February, I just couldn't get Hawaii out of my mind. I picked up some CDs. And
You get Hawaii out of your mind?
And then, you know what? I ended up having a Hawaii luau at my place the first weekend in May.
I would. Good Lord, it was fun.
So it was just great. I had such a brilliant time, and I'm already looking at a couple of the specials that are going on right now with a couple of the airlines. I won't mention names because they're not necessarily advertisers. But
naturally. Well, you're going to have to take a couple of guys from Travel World with you, though.
Hey, next time.
And then we'll all have a great time together.
We'll have a remote broadcast once again from Hawaii. Because we did
that
from Waikiki. We did that in 1998.
Oh, you did do that, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, live from Waikiki Beach. We did that in Hawaii. But we want to go with you.
We'll do our show on Saturday, and your show is
on Sunday.
Sunday night. It begins on 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right?
Absolutely.
Michael, we want to keep you online because we're coming up on the third break, and we'd like you to hear the Via Rail commercial that we composed and did all by ourselves right here on the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. This is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Michael, go down line.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
Well, Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show once again across America via satellite with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in studio, Vic Phillips, special guest from Toronto, and of course online from Vancouver, we've got Michael Godin.
Aloha.
And from the beautiful tropical island of Maui to someplace a little closer to home for people on the northeast corner of the continent, Shakespeare Festival and the weekend getaways of Stratford, Ontario with Vic Phillips, Canada's Centennial Anchorman.
Fell in love with Stratford. It literally has everything that one could want for a 2 or 3 day vacation. Now, I spent one of my more enjoyable short trips in the Stratford, Ontario area, and it's just an hour and a half by car from Toronto, not too far from northern New York, and only a short drive from the Detroit area. It's a town of 30,000 people, and it's famous for its Stratford Shakespearean Theater Festival. They always have something on penned by Shakespeare, and there are 4 top-notch theaters in Stratford. The newest is the Festival Theater. And so I wasn't into Shakespeare on this trip, and I saw a first-class rendition of Guys and Dolls, which is more to my liking. Guys and Dolls is a Broadway classic based on the stories of Damon Runyon and stars the top Canadian actor Cynthia Dale, who's worked on a lot of shows in both Canada and the U.S. Now, the show runs well into November. I strongly recommend you see it. You can order tickets by calling 1-800-567-1600 or online at www.stratfordfestival.ca. Now, this is top-quality theater. It's not small-town theater. It's on a par with anything you'll find in New York,
London, or Toronto. So this is not summer stock?
No, not summer stock. No, no. It's better than any theater you'll see in Washington, Baltimore, San Diego, even Los Angeles.
Sure.
This is
well, they're
well-known.
Stratford is very well-known across Canada for its theater.
Yeah, and Stratford's one of the 4 or 5 most beautiful towns I've ever visited.
Oh, the setting for Stratford is just fantastic, Vic.
Oh, it's a walking town.
Yes, it is.
With a main street right out of the 1950s. And it's definitely for romantics, for lovers of good food, great theater, and the beautiful outdoors. I spent hours walking along the Avon River, watching the swans and people paddling along in rowboats.
Oh, yes, yeah. Avon was calling you too, huh?
Ding Avon dong. Calling, yep. No motorboats or loud power launches in Stratford. And it's a city for garden lovers. You definitely feel as though you're in old England while walking through the Shakespearean gardens.
Did you go alone for this romantic endeavor?
No, I took my lady Irene with me. As you know, she's a producer of a television show in Toronto, and I've taken her around the world, but this was her first time in Stratford, and she fell in love with the area and wants me to buy a house and move there.
Oh,
wow.
You'll be having to call the movers. Lots of places you'd like to move to. So many great places around the
world.
That's
the thing about Travel World. We see so many really cool places.
Yeah, I'd love to live there. I could take it all in.
Now, Stratford's becoming a year-round destination with events like the Book Festival in November and the Garden Festival in March. And remember, you get a big bang for the buck, too. The dollar's worth about 30% more than the Canadian buck. And Stratford has some fine dining places. But I was simply in the mood, like I am today, for Willem's party. I wanted some cold, ice-cold Canadian beer to wash down the best stone-oven pizza I've ever tasted. And I went to Fellini's Italian Cafe right on the main street of Stratford. And I have to mention, we also sipped on some of the best margaritas. I had about 3 of those before I had that cold Canadian
beer. Not 14 lime daiquiris like Stephen did.
Like Vic and his pals like Dave Watts and Bill Luxton piled on me in 1987 in Jacksonville. Yeah, I still remember that. Thank you.
Oh, now, everything is close by. This is really small town Canada. And I stayed at the Stone Willow Inn in St. Mary's. Now, that's a town of about 6,000 people. It's only maybe 8 miles from Stratford. The Stone Willow's a charming inn, and they serve breakfast and dinners country style. Healthy food choices, fish and vegetarian dishes. You can contact the Stone Willow Inn toll-free at 1-800-409-3366. You can also Google them and get an idea of what we're talking about. The Stone Willow Inn at St. Mary's, Ontario, and it's just a short hop away from Stratford. Now, St. Mary's is a town of about 6,000 people. It has the largest outdoor swimming pool in the world. That's what they brag about.
Wow.
It's a huge outdoor quarry, up to 25 feet deep in some parts.
Wow, nice.
And there's plenty of lifeguards around to make sure no one gets into trouble. And it's so huge, only a long-distance swimmer would be able to do maybe 1 or 2 lengths.
How many did you do, Vic?
I didn't do any. I was still recovering from the margaritas. Now, St. Mary's is also the home of the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum.
Oh, yeah.
And that's really something to see. And it overlooks the Quarry Pool. The museum features a Fergie Jenkins collection. Remember him with Chicago? Oh,
yeah. Chicago, yep.
Yep, and lots of memorabilia from the Montreal Expos and the Toronto Blue Jays.
Sure.
It has stuff from, that Babe Ruth and Hank Greenberg used like many, many moons ago. And few people know that the Babe played ball in Canada.
What about Roberto Clemente?
Yeah.
Now, he did play when he,
oh,
in Montreal,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, for you baseball fans, the great 1952 Montreal Royals team is on
display. I was just going to ask you about that, whether they had anything on the Montreal Royals.
Oh, yeah. Six members of the team, by the way, became Brooklyn Dodgers. And
oh,
they
really?
Include Jackie Robinson, Walt Alston, and Tommy Lasorda.
Holy smoke, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. So the baseball museum's a must-see. And like all things Canadian, it's inexpensive, about $5 Canadian to get in.
Which is next to nothing, U.S.
Yep. And after touring the quarry and the museum, hunger pangs took us to one of the finest dining places in Ontario called Wolfie's. It's not the Wolfie's like Stephen.
No, we went to a Wolfie's in Miami, a real Jewish-style deli. Yep.
Yeah, no, this is not that. This is classy. It's upscale. And it features local meat and produce. I had veal, which was superb. Chocolate desserts, fantastic. Wolfie's, just outside of St. Mary's, is the perfect place for a truly memorable dinner before taking in a play in Stratford. And it's run by Chris Wolf, who really knows his stuff. He's a former instructor at a chef's school, and his wife Mary will gladly describe how the food is chosen and cooked.
They named the city after her, didn't they?
Wolfie's?
No, St. Mary's.
St. Mary's?
Yeah.
Now, one place that's a must to visit while in the Stratford St. Mary's area is a shop called Bears Am I. The shop is filled with just bears. Boyd's Bears, Gann's Cottage Bears. It's a fun teddy bear gift shop located in
that type of bear. Okay, I was thinking it was more the type of bear we were thinking of.
No, you like naked, bare naked. No. Yeah. It's located in the hamlet of Shakespeare.
Yes.
And again, it's just a couple of minutes drive outside of Stratford. The owner, Sue Grogan, hosted us for a fine lunch, and she cooked it up herself. Sue Gergen is just one beautiful lady, and I started flirting with her, and Irene got a little jealous.
Well, you shouldn't do that on a trip when you go.
Well, I was more interested in her cooking.
Oh, yes, that was your main interest, yes.
Oh, her chicken, homemade bread, and again, great dessert was truly fine, and she gave Irene.
Good.
Yes.
Vic, you wanted her to show her her recipes, right?
Oh, a personal private lesson, yes.
Yeah, but I scored some points there with Irene because she was given a fine homemade bear as a gift.
Wow.
So make sure you visit Bears Am I, a fun place in Shakespeare. The town is filled with antique shops and is known for having the best little pork shop. And all these places are all close by. So if you enjoy antiquing, theater, bookstores, great food, visit Stratford, Ontario. It's an area that is something you'll always remember. It's really special. A town that's filled with big-time theater that you'd only find in New York or
Toronto.
Kind
of halfway between Toronto and Detroit, huh?
It's close, and it's an easy drive, and it's small town. Free parking all over the place. The prices are so reasonable. You can buy hot dogs on the street. But it's a classy town, and it looks a lot like Stratford upon Avon in England.
Sure. Well, you know what, Steve? It's that's the music in the background. Means we got about a minute and a half to wrap up the
just
show.
Just about 90 seconds left. Hey, a real collection of destinations featured today. Hey, the Best Western, Montreal Airport, Dorval, and Via Rail. Then look at Cleveland and the revitalization of that city. Michael Godin, Maui, and the beauty of the flowers, the fragrances of the air, of the tropical
The Hawaiian Islands.
Jungle.
I'm telling you, that Polynesian experience.
The Polynesian experience.
Absolutely.
The beach and the volcanoes. And then Stratford, Ontario for the cultural aspect of a weekend getaway. Hey, and then now it's for us off to enjoy the music, the entertainment, the conversation, good times, and great food.
A barbecue. Michael, next year we would really love it if you were able to join us for the next year's Travel World Barbecue.
Well, I would love to do that. I'll fly back home from Maui.
Straight through to Maui. And, hey, you can stay here on a Sunday and do Treasure Island Oldies from Montreal. You do a remote from here, we'll do a remote from Maui with you. Hey,
that sounds like a good reciprocal agreement.
We got 10 seconds. This is the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
And I'm Vic Phillips.
I'm Michael Godin.
I'm Bob Cassini.
Happy traveling, everybody. We'll be seeing you next week.
Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.